Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
What a game for the Blackhawks, staying up late, and they make it worthwhile. An 8-3 drubbing of the Blues. They've won their first two games in their division, in the Central Division, so that's very nice to see. 8-3 win. Jack Heinrich here filling in for Charlie Romeliotis. This is the Flight by Yingling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show. Flight is the next generation of light beer. We're only going till midnight, so we got 30 minutes. Let's get right back out to Charlie Romeliotis. He's got a flight to catch out in St. Louis. Charlie, how about that one, huh?
Ah, fun postgame show to do after a game like this. Put up an 8 spot in St. Louis. Man, can't remember the last time the Blackhawks were able to do that. It seems like every time I've been in this building over the last couple years, the St. Louis Blues have really taken it to Chicago, whether it's a rout of a win or a tough comeback loss for Chicago. And for the Hawks to, we were talking in the second intermission, for the Hawks to keep their foot on the gas pedal after that second period where they were up 5-2. They score the sixth goal really early on in the third. I thought that was great to see because it really set the tone for the final frame. Because if St. Louis got the next one, it's a two-goal game. Building comes alive again. Blues start to feel like they can come back, and the Hawks go on their heels. But for them to get that early goal in the third period, I thought was massive for the Blackhawks.
Yeah, they did that pretty much all night. They were able to respond, and they scored early in the second period. They scored early in the third period and really just kind of took it away there from the Blues. All right, Lucas Reichel, just a phenomenal game. I saw your tweet quoting that game card. I'm not exactly sure how to read it, but he was all the way in the positive, and he didn't really have anything in the defensive side. But, I mean, that's probably one of the best games, if not the best game of his career.
Yeah, let's just say on that hockey stat card, when you're all the way on the right side and that bar is really long, that's a really good thing.
Right.
And so Lucas Reichel led the way for the Blackhawks. I thought he was easily one of the best players of the night on both teams. Scores twice, adds an assist, also finished with 5 shots on goal, which was tied for the most among all players in this game, led the Blackhawks. He got 12:42 of ice time, and I thought he was noticeable on almost every... Oh, they just updated it. 13:11 of ice time, and I thought in almost every single one of his shifts, he was very noticeable, and he was doing something that made you think, oh, that's the Lucas Reichel that the Hawks have been wanting to extract for on a consistent basis for a couple years. So great to see him perform the way that he did tonight. He stepped into a role without Nick Foligno, their Blackhawks captain, who was away for personal reasons in this game. So for Reichel to step up in a massive way, it has to be huge for both the team and the players' confidence.
Definitely. It's good to see him taking advantage of this opportunity. It kind of feels... Connor Bedard had 3 points, and it kind of feels like he's not the lead here, but he had 3 assists, and he had some really good passes, and he just looks really good right now. Him and Nazar, you said, getting the TNT treatment. I saw them on the screen. That's pretty exciting future for the Blackhawks, that you're starting to see some success at the NHL level from those two.
Yeah, Bedard only had 1 shot attempt in this game, and yeah, it was a shot on goal, but it was the playmaking ability of Bedard in this game that was really highlighted and on display on national television. And yeah, it was fun to see both of them just be doing the interviews on TNT post-game. Nazar had a heck of a game with a goal and an awesome celly after he finally gets up from the pile and kind of rubbing it in St. Louis's face. And then Bedard with 3 assists. I mean, those are the two stars of Chicago, both right now and in the future. And it's going to be fun to watch their growth over the next decade or so. And it was also cool to see the general hockey fans seem to enjoy watching the Blackhawks tonight. Like, mm-hmm. We haven't been able to say that in a couple years. And even if you haven't watched the Blackhawks in the first 4 games of this season, we've already known that, okay, they're going to be a fun team to watch this year. They're standing up for each other. They're feisty. They're scrappy. They're entertaining. They've got stars on the rise.
Got more speed.
Yeah, more mm-hmm. speed. They're just fun to watch. And it was cool that they got an early national TV game. I know they had the season opener in Florida, but it felt like that was all about the banner-raising ceremony mm-hmm. about the Panthers. But for them to put on a massive display, offensive explosion on national TV, albeit a late one, and so hopefully a lot of fans, the general hockey fans, stayed up for this. But it was cool to see some of the conversation on social media, you know, being directed towards, wow, the Hawks might be a fun team to watch again, because I think they certainly are.
Yeah, definitely on the come up, and I did see that. That Nazar celebration was going a little viral there on X, so that was cool to see. What can a win like this do for the Hawks? Is it just start to show these young guys, like, hey, we can do this, and they've won two in a row, and two teams that are in their division as well, and just starting to learn how to win at the NHL level?
Yeah, well, I think what it does is it reinforces the process over the results. Like, the first three games, the Hawks were 0-2-1, and you look at that, and just to the naked eye, the casual fan might see that and say, you know, oh, same old mm-hmm. Blackhawks, right? But they've been in every single game this year, and they've been making progress. And now you get back-to-back wins, and a huge one like this maybe reinforces that. You kind of look at the first three games differently, like, oh, like the Hawks maybe should have gotten, like, what if they bury that overtime chance, the Frank Nazar and Connor Bedard in Boston, and they get 2 points there? What if the home opener against Montreal, what if they push that to overtime? They were 15 seconds away, and they get a point. Now we're looking at, oh, wow, the Hawks are 3-1-1 through five games, and it's just totally different. So I think focusing on the process over the results is imperative, but for them to get a huge win like this is going to be crucial for their confidence, because it reinforces that the Hawks have been making strides early on this season under Jeff Blashill.
Yeah, and it helps that they're on TNT too in the national spotlight. I have the post game on, and they've just been talking about the Hawks for the last 10-15 minutes, so
right.
good publicity for them, and hopefully they can keep it rolling Friday. Charlie, you and John get home safe from St. Louis. It'll be a late one, but get home safe, and we'll see you on Friday.
Thank you. Drive home safe and get some sleep, because I know it's a late one for all of us tonight.
Yeah, we might be running on fumes a little bit, but the win like this kind of helps you stay energized. So,
oh, no question. It's going to be a fun plane ride home for the guys, and it's going to make tomorrow's off day a lot sweeter, knowing that they're coming off a big win like this.
Oh, yeah. All right. Good job, Charlie, filling in, and we'll talk Friday.
Thanks. Sounds good, Jack. Good stuff.
All right. There's Charlie Romeliotis and John Weideman. They had the call of Blackhawks and Blues down in St. Louis, and that was a great game. 8-3, the Blackhawks beat the Blues. They just came out and set the tone in that second period. They were tied 2-2 in the first period. They scored the first goal. St. Louis responded quickly. They get a second goal from Lucas Reichel. St. Louis responded quickly with a Dylan Holloway goal. And then they were tied going in that second intermission, then they get into the second period. The Blackhawks just started fast, scoring three goals, and just put the Blues away, quite frankly. And then they came out in the third period and scored pretty quick. Ryan Donato making that game a 6-2 game, and that kind of just really took the building out of it. And like Charlie and John were saying, this was a late game in St. Louis, still in the central time zone, so it was almost a 9 o'clock puck drop local time. And they just kind of cleared out the building there for the Hawks. At the end of the game, you could see not a lot of fans left. And when you're the road team, there's nothing better than looking up and seeing the stadium exiting in that third period when you're fully in control of the game. 8-3 Blackhawks win. This is the Flight by Yuengling, Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show. Got a lot to get to in a short amount of time here. And we'll start here with the ice time. Tonight's ice times are sponsored by Rogers and Hollins, the most trusted jewelry store in America for more than 115 years. Ice time leader is Alex Vlasic tonight. He had 22.07 of ice time for the Blackhawks, leading all skaters. Wyatt Kaiser, who's been up there this year, had 19.46, and then Sam Renzel had 18.29. Those were the top defensemen ice times for the Blackhawks. And then we talked about the 11-7 with the 11 forwards and 7 defensemen, getting more of your forwards out there on the ice. And Connor Bedard had almost 19 minutes of ice time, followed by Ilya Mikheyev, who had 18.23. So getting those guys out there on the ice a bunch. And it is interesting that Lucas Reichel had 13.11 ice time, and he really made the most of it with 3 points. He had 2 goals and assist. And just looking at the stat sheet for the Blackhawks, it's just a lot of good stuff here. Connor Bedard, me and Charlie touched on it. He had 3 assists, 3 points. He was a +2. Ilya Mikheyev had 2 points. He had a goal and an assist. You look at Frank Nazar, he had a goal. He was a plus two. Lucas Reichel, 3 points, 2 goals, and an assist. He was a plus two. Alex Vlasic had 2 assists. He was a plus one. And you look at Artem Levchinov, who was a healthy, who was scratched on Saturday in the home opener, plays very well on Monday, gets back in here with the 11-7 on Wednesday, playing 2 games in a row, and he's a plus three. So really good development there, and good to see from Levchinov having a solid game. And Ryan Green scoring his first career NHL goal. One of the first people there to greet him was Artem Levchinov. He's just always so happy and excited for his teammates, and it makes him an easy guy to root for. And he's got all the talent in the world, and he's just working it out so far here at the NHL level. But Alex Vlasic, the ice time leader at 22:07 for the Blackhawks tonight. They get an 8-3 win over the Blues. And like Charlie said, they got an off day tomorrow, and that'll be a happy flight. Even though it's going to be a late one, it'll be a happy flight for the Blackhawks. This is the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show. Flight is the next generation of light beer. We got more to get to. You're listening to Blackhawks Hockey on 720 WGN. Blackhawks beat the Blues 8-3. This is the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show. Flight is the next generation of light beer. Jack Heinrich filling in for Charlie Romeliotis. Charlie was on the call with John Weideman, and they called a really good game, an 8-3 winner for the Blackhawks over the Blues, their second straight win of the season, or second straight win, their first two wins of the season, and they're able to get it done in St. Louis on a national stage. And some of the stuff on Twitter, like Charlie was talking about, or X, or whatever you want to call it, they're going viral on their Frank Nazar's goal where he went crashing into the net, and then there's a scrum on the ice, and then he gets up and he's just celebrating on his own. So Nazar getting in the national spotlight, and everybody knows about Connor Bedard and all the hype he had coming in. And Frank Nazar, when they drafted him, still played at Michigan that year and then came up for a little bit, and then last year started off a little slower when he got called up after he played well in Rockford, and then he turned it on late, and he's looking really good right now. Speaking of looking really good, Frank Nazar did talk to the media, but Lucas Reichel stepped in, getting into the lineup, drawing in, and he had 3 points and 2 goals and took advantage of an opportunity. Let's hear what he had to say after this one.
Coming in tonight, having played only 6 minutes this year, did you feel like you had something to prove?
Yeah, I think every game you want to prove something, and just like how the game went from the start, like just pucks went to my way, or even from the whole team, I think. We were shooting the puck a lot, and it kind of went in. And yeah, I think overall it was a good game, and it feels good to have 2 games in a row.
It seemed like that was probably the team's best performance in years. It's the biggest road margin of victory since 2019. What compelled this to come out? Like, how do you feel like the team got this?
Yeah, I think, like I said, we're shooting puck a lot. Sometimes it goes in, sometimes those shots never go in. So, we take it, and I feel like we played overall a good game, of course. They're good offensively, especially in their ozone. So there are a couple things we can fix, but we're happy with the win, of course.
Did you see a hole there in that first goal, or you just thrown it at the net?
No, I just threw it on the net. Kind of went like I didn't have anything, so kind of went like a rebound or face off. So yeah.
How did you feel about the rest of your game?
Good, good. I think I was just playing free, in my head. I was just try to play free and have fun, and that's what I did today.
That was funny. I like the honesty there from Lucas Reichel, asking if he saw an opening on that first goal, and he just said, no, I kind of threw it on the net, and it went in. So he was getting the bounces today, but he was making it happen too. You could see how assertive he was, and especially after that first goal went in, he really turned it on another notch for Lucas Reichel, having a nice game for the Blackhawks, one of the probably the best game of his career. 3 points, 2 goals, an assist, was a plus two, and got things going for the Blackhawks in that first period. Frank Nazar, he talked before the game on TNT, he talked with TNT after the game, and he talked with the media after the game. Let's hear what Nazar had to say after this one.
How was that game?
A lot of fun. Obviously felt really sweet to go out there and put up a good number against a team like that. obviously playoff contending team, and be able to go out there and play so well. It's really good.
Your goal there, walk us through that sequence.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. It's a good face-off win, and then good play up the wall, and Burt made an unreal play with his feet, get it to the middle. And I had a few other chances earlier in the game where I kind of backed off instead of, you know, taking the puck to the net and driving to the post. And that time I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna take it to the bank and get it there. And was able to slip it under a stick and put it in.
And then to get jumped afterward.
Yeah, I was just more excited that I scored. You know, I was second of the season. Always feels good to score. I want to get a nice little celebration after.
You seem like a guy who'd take a little pleasure in being a villain in a rude city like this.
Honestly, I just be myself, you know, if that's what they view me as, then that's fine. But, you know, I'm just out there to play hockey.
Go ahead.
How special was it to have a statement game like this, playing without Nick, your captain, tonight?
Honestly, it was huge. Yeah, we talked a lot about it before the game. You know, we're obviously praying for him and his family and everything that's going on. And that one was for him and them. And really, you know, it's obviously something that us as a group talked about before and after the game, and we wanted to go out there and, you know, and play for them.
Was the Winter Classic in anyone's minds heading into this? Or?
Yeah, 100%. I was just saying that. I mean, obviously the Blues are so close. Always a battle playing them, and you know, we're going to remember that game and not forget it, and think about it every time you play.
What do you feel like worked well for the team overall?
Honestly, I think we're just connected really well. Obviously, you know, shutting down their momentum with goals and scoring once they build a little bit of momentum and shutting that down right away. And, you know, Sody just being stable and having a great game.
For Ryan to get his first goal in the NHL, it seems like he's been really consistent through his first five games. What have you seen from him?
Yeah, super happy for him, obviously. Deserves it, working really hard, making great plays. And, you know, you see a smile on his face when he scored, and that's just how much it means. And, like, I mean, obviously being there, it's, like, such a just great feeling and an unbelievable moment that he won't ever forget.
I like that they remembered the Winter Classic. That was one of the not their best games of the season in that Winter Classic, and getting some revenge in the first game against St. Louis after that. That was quite the statement the Hawks made tonight with an 8-3 win over the Blues. This is the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show. Jack Heinrich filling in for Charlie Ormeliotis. Got more to get to, but we got to take a break. You're listening to Blackhawks Hockey on 720 WGN. This is the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show. Flight is the next generation of light beer. Jack Heinrich filling in for Charlie Ormeliotis. Quickly, you're running out of time here with this late start, and it's time for our Blackhawks prospect update. Let's check in on the next generation of players sponsored by Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer. Prospect Jack Pridham had 4 points, a shorthanded goal, and a power play goal for the Kitchener Rangers last night. Another strong performance from a young Blackhawks prospect who's had a very good start to the season, and they're off to really good starts. So Pridham, add him to the list with Frondell and others, with Vakav Nestor still as well. Strong starts in the Blackhawks system. All right, we got one more break. We'll set you up for the Blackhawks' next game. You're listening to Blackhawks Hockey on 720 WGN. Wrapping up the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show, Flight is the next generation of light beer. It's time for the next game preview sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. Versus the Vancouver Canucks on Friday. The Canucks are 1-2-0 on the season, beat the Flames in the season opener, and then lost their next two games. Our coverage starts at 7 o'clock with the pregame and puck drop at 7:30. Blackhawks Hockey has been sponsored by Sitgo. Score savings on every fill-up with the club Sitgo. Download the app today to start saving. United Airlines, your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, and Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. Big thanks to everyone involved in our broadcast tonight, led by Dan Long, the engineer, doing a great job. And our producer, Eli Burke, flying solo, keeping us in order there. Good job, Eli. John Weideman and Charlie Ormeliotis had the call of Blackhawks and Blues, which saw the Blackhawks beat the Blues 8-3. I've been Jack Heinrich filling in for Charlie. We'll talk to you on Friday from the UC.